Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Tony, did you hear the new show open?
I did.
What'd you think?
I was sitting out there and I did hear it.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something.
Do you want
it is something. It exists.
It's new. It's unique.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's never been done.
No. Mm-mm. No. I've never heard that song before.
All the hallmarks of the DGS.
Uh-huh. I have never heard that song before.
Did you get to hear Wiggins' dry vocals?
No.
That's,
Let's have that.
Okay.
Ryan's feeling my pain now of like, oh, I'm done with this. I'm going to close
what
out
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart. I'm not America's sweetheart.
I think in that second part, you can hear him laugh at himself.
No, you can see
him start to get amused by himself.
I think he was
himself.
Swallowing spit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it was a Taliban move.
What's the line?
To sing like that, you got to do breathing exercises.
What's the line right at the beginning? What's the little talk line right at the beginning of that?
It's Rage's favorite,
of
too.
Of that part?
No, the very beginning of the thing.
Oh,
the
it's...
The very beginning of the bit. The one little
it's
talk
right,
line.
It's right here. Yeah, it's right here.
That is exactly what I needed to
that
hear.
One. They got someone
this
here knows what they're talking about.
That's right,
they
got someone here knows what they're talking about.
And you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
I love
the Dave Glover Show.
Yeah.
How melancholy that second one is.
My favorite is the, thank God somebody here knows
that
what they're talking about. That's
my favorite too.
It's my favorite because you can hear him start laughing at himself.
Yeah.
I'm mimicking, that's what the guy does in the clip though.
Okay.
Yeah, but we hear it more when you do
thank
it.
God.
Yeah. You want to hear two stories about people that don't get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Longtime BBC journalist fired over royal baby chimp tweet.
How?
What?
What was the tweet?
What do you think? It was a picture of Meghan and Harry with their baby, except now it's a chimpanzee in clothes.
What?
And he'd been with the BBC forever. And he was like, it was a gag. I was having a joke.
What is wrong with people?
Seriously.
He got fired?
For what? Being a giant racist, yes.
Oh, is that? I thought, I get it now. Okay. Okay.
There's no way he would have posted that with William and Kate's baby.
No.
There's just no way.
Boy, I do sound like an idiot.
I was like,
now.
That sounds hilarious.
Yeah, that was a close one.
Whoops.
You're not America's sweetheart.
No, I'm not.
Here's the second one. Here's the headline. Convicted child rapist vows, I'm going to rape the first woman I see as soon as you release me.
What? Wow, did he get... Did he get off?
They released him because I guess just saying that isn't enough of a threat. Then within hours, he was picked up on a disorderly discharge. Just, come on. Where's the island?
The story, the St. Louis story about 2 weeks ago about the guy who got bailed out and they didn't. He was in jail for domestic abuse of his wife, got bailed out by this group that does that, goes around and bails people out that feel sorry for people because they can't.
Sure.
Afford it, and then he went straight and beat up his wife. And his wife didn't even know he was out of. She didn't even know he was free.
Oh man,
terrible.
Some people just need to be in jail. Mm-hmm. You don't need to get them out. Rage, got headlines?
I do, and headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. The big headline at Schnucks today: pick up your flowers and sweets for Mother's Day at Schnucks. Culinaria chocolate bars are just $2 for $3.
Look at the television. What color is Trump? What the hell is going on?
Kind of red.
You ever
looks like an Oompa Loompa.
There's like an orange red Crayola.
There's one headshot of him that the news stations use sometimes where his hair is white.
I know. I've
noticed
that.
You ever seen that one?
And his teeth are so white,
too. He has this one headshot that his hair is... Look at it. Well, now it looks a little more normal. But that picture you were just talking about, Dave, his hair was almost dark red.
CNN really messed up in 2016. They used those... like grayscale, real cool looking pictures. Mm-hmm. And they anticipated that all of them would look cool. And they kind of all did, but Trump's looked awesome. And every time they'd show him, you'd be like, man, that guy looks amazing.
That guy should be president.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rich.
So we always talk about the two different justice systems. Apparently over in the UK, this is not really the case. David Beckham has been banned for 6 months for driving while using a cell phone while behind the wheel.
Hmm.
He was also fined €750 in order to pay €175 in court costs and fees. His lawyer says he's going to miss taking his children to and from school. I just feel like over here, even where it's illegal, there is no way they would ban a celebrity as huge as him from driving for 6 months.
Did you guys see the story about the mansion in Beverly Hills where they found thousands of guns?
Yes.
I just saw the headline. Yeah. No. And I saw all the guns.
What made me mad was the focus of three different articles I saw. In the first paragraph was, it was less than a mile from where Beyonce and Jay-Z live.
Oh, jeez.
Like, really? Are they okay? Are they all right?
Wow. What'd the article say? Were they okay?
No, they're not.
No, really? They're gone?
Yeah.
So you're mad because it was like the third line? It should have been the first line?
Right. Like, yeah. God.
That's understandable.
Breaking news, Beyonce is safe. I need that every day just so I feel better. Is she okay? Every morning I wake up like, Beyonce? Okay.
Bay
Hive is intact.
Bay Hove. Okay. Bay Hove unharmed.
The Pope is now requiring sex abuse to be reported to the church, not police. That doesn't seem like an improvement. They're calling it a groundbreaking new church law requiring all Catholic priests and nuns around the world to report clergy sexual abuse and cover up by their superiors to church authorities.
So we can continue to cover it up.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the solution with churches, with schools, especially on college. When the big Rolling Stone fake college rape scandal broke, everyone said, well, why do you go to the college? If you were sexually assaulted, go to the police. I don't like the fact that these institutions put these rules in place that bypass going to the police department. They decide whether or not they're going to go.
Especially.
Go to the police.
When your institution has failed miserably for decades, you think that, at least publicly, you would say, yeah, just go to the cops.
Right.
Just go straight to the cops.
Now, are they saying they don't want you to go to the cops, like just the church? Or is this saying, on top of going to the cops, go to the church,
I think
too.
They're saying it's sufficient.
It says the new law provides whistleblower protections for anyone making a report and requires all dioceses around the world to have a system in place to receive the claims confidentially. So they're saying, you can come to us, you need to come to us, we won't rat you out, you won't be a pariah for reporting someone. But it still feels a little bit like an extra step from... I mean, if you see an assault happen, go to the police. Don't wait and go to someone above you at work.
I wonder if there's just so much concern that reporting it within the church is going to reflect poorly on you, like you might lose your job or something, that they're just implementing a new policy and saying, we're trying to make this as easy for people as possible, not trying to bypass the law.
I totally get what you're saying, but whenever you have the reputation that they've earned over the past few years, it feels like a good idea to just keep as much transparency and say, look, if you really suspect something is happening, definitely let us know. But to say, come to us, not the police, I don't know.
Does anyone remember
kind of a bad look.
How long it took for Penn State to go to the police about Sandusky?
A long time. Well, reported he was for years. Yeah. You know, maybe even 20 years that was going on.
And that was when...
Didn't they go to campus police?
Yeah, that was the thing. It was like, the school will handle
this
for us.
And Paterno was like, it's handled, it's handled. It's fine, it's handled. Right? I mean, that was his whole thing. Like, la, 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 I don't hear it. Like, I can't have that in my mind.
Yeah, he went to the president, told the president what he had heard.
And he washed his hands.
And then he walked away.
Yeah.
and said, I reported it, I did my part.
Didn't a few people go to jail for that?
Then they took away 150
I think a few people in the administration actually did jail time.
Yeah, that might be right.
I just watched the documentary about, who was the gymnastics doctor? What was
Nassar.
His name?
Oh, Nassar, yeah.
Ugh, it's on HBO. And it was kind of the same kind of thing. Girls were openly talking about the methods he used on the floor. And adults were hearing it. And they were doing nothing. And at that point, you can't trust the institution. The institution is going to protect itself.
Was there any suggestion that the parents knew and didn't do anything?
So the really messed up part was a lot of times the first time that he would do this, the parents were in the room. So that's kind of how these girls felt like, oh, well, this is okay. They'd be on the other side of the room and it would last 5-10 seconds. And so, they would think, okay, my parent was in here for this.
Within what you can say on the air, what was he doing?
I mean, what do you think he was doing?
And the parents didn't know that wasn't a medical procedure?
I think he was able to do it. I think he was able to sneak and do it while they were in the room. Because, you know, the other really disturbing thing is the girl said he never stopped talking. I mean, he has great bedside manner, for lack of a better way of saying that. But he would always be, so how's school? How's this? So he'd be engaging
so he
the
would
girl,
just like,
engaging the parent.
Act like it's all normal. We're all good here. There's no weirdness.
Yes, at first. And then there were several, I mean, it happened to hundreds of girls.
Yeah.
But a lot of them, the longer it continued, the weirder it got. But by that time, they had been groomed to thinking that it was a normal thing. He would sneak it with the parents there, and then that causes a teenage girl to go, well, okay, I guess
dark
it
genius.
Was fine. Yeah, these people are.
Remind me, did he ever apologize and beg for forgiveness?
I don't believe so. I think he was defending himself up until the very end.
Remember, he was the one that said that he didn't want to be in court when they would testify because it hurt.
It hurt his feelings.
It was too hard for him to hear them. Yeah. To hear their account of the story.
Mm. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4:30 DGS. We have the think tank coming up at 5 p.m. Dave Murray joins up. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
I almost said from Fox 2 and I cut myself off.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's okay.
So where in the pinwheel are we? When's the next sunshine?
Tomorrow.
Yay!
Day.
Nice.
Tomorrow. Clearing skies, mainly late tonight, but it's a sunny day tomorrow. It's cool, 62 for the high temperature. That's about 10 degrees below average, but we'll take it. We'll take the sun.
Dave, yesterday you said that two fronts were coming together and bumping and grinding together, and they were going to keep going until one of them just exploded.
Did I say bumping and
what's
grinding?
He doing right? What's he doing right now?
And I remember going home and thinking, man, that Dave Murray was exactly right.
I think he's grooming Dave Murray.
What is happening?
If Dave Murray doesn't object and report this to Jeff, he'll go a little farther tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're talking about moisture.
Yeah,
and
the fronts were bumping.
Bumping and grinding.
Grinding,
and
one of them went on top of the other one.
Oh,
and then boom.
Oh, now you're taking it way, way out of bounds.
Just Rach, that one extra
he
fact.
Just has to watch
Jeff!
Himself. Because you never know who he's witnessing to.
That's true.
That's why he's being so above board.
Wow.
That's why he's making sexual innuendos
I'm
about
not,
clouds.
I'm just talking about Dave Murray's forecast yesterday and how accurate it was. I got home and I'm like, hey, look at that Dave Murray. It's raining.
Let's do something more wholesome than Wiggins. Rach, you have an R. Kelly story?
I do. I wanted to get to this during headlines, but we ran out of time. An R. Kelly judgment has been withdrawn after lawyers say he can't read. A judge who ordered a default judgment against R. Kelly after the singer failed to respond to a lawsuit filed by one of his alleged victims now says the suit can proceed. The lawsuit was reinstated after Kelly's attorney said the singer never responded to it because he's illiterate and couldn't read the documents when he was served with them.
What? This makes me want to eat a live squirrel. It makes me so angry.
I get that reference.
You are R. Kelly. You
take it out on a poor squirrel.
You
exactly, Dave.
I don't care if you can read or not. You know that you have an official document. you go knock on a neighbor's door and say, can you read this
or
to me?
Or take it to your attorney.
He probably just thought it was a Shop and Save ad.
I have zero sympathy.
I don't know. He can read. Come on. This is like when Bill Cosby was suddenly blind. I think it's just to feel like the victim.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby was blind temporarily?
He claims
until you waved
he's
at
blind.
Him, then he waved back.
What? You didn't know that he claimed to be blind when he was going through his trials? Yeah.
Recently?
Like
the whole
last
time.
Year.
No, I'd never heard that.
But then he'd be walking down the street, people would be like, hey, Bill, and he'd like make eye contact and finger gun at him or whatever. It's just a way to play the victim.
That
I
makes
can't
me
read. That's why
unusually
I didn't
physically angry
yes,
it
about
should.
The R. Kelly thing.
It should, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read. God.
Well, I guess he's innocent.
Yeah, that's what Tony. I showed Tony this where he's like, "Okay, did that make it okay that he did
even if he
stuff?
Couldn't read, it doesn't change anything."
Yeah. Exactly.
No illiterate person's ever raped a woman. So, wow. God, I'm so sick of the illiterate.
Did we do the weather?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
we were just bumping and grinding.
Yeah, Ryan was just giving like a overtly sexual.
I think
recap.
Ryan ruined all weather for me for the rest of my life. And sex.
You know what's funny is I was talking to my grandma on the phone the other day. She's like, well, how do you like Ryan? I'm like, I like him, Grandma, and you'd like him too. He's such a good Christian. And then he's like, they're bumping and grinding all that long.
You look, ruined it with Rachel's grandma.
It wasn't my forecast, you guys.
I bet we could play it back and not hear. Yeah. Bumping and grinding.
I got nothing.
Me too. I'm out.
I got nothing.
Okay, absolutely nothing.
Then get this one. Apparently, Tyra Banks she retired, and now she's coming out of retirement. Big story. But she's changing her name to Ban X.
Okay.
I'm going to leave now.
Yeah, me too.
B-A-N-X. And she said, what does it mean? Quote, X, what you heard about beauty in the past.
Oh, okay. Anything goes now. Anything. You know what? I'm a seahorse. Let's just it's all pretend. R. Kelly can't read, so we can't prosecute him for raping little girls.
She's back on the cover of Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Yes.
She's 45.
Good for her.
That's what I say.
No,
who
she's it's Ban X.
Cares.
It's not Tyra.
Did you know that Sports Illustrated had their first ever Muslim woman in a burkini or something?
Again,
I mean, it's
who
nice
cares?
To be inclusive, but that's not why anyone's buying the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
X, true. What you knew about beauty does the name doesn't make sense. X, what you knew about beauty, but Ban X doesn't make any sense.
Mm-mm. You guys just don't get it.
Is anyone buying
that's a girl thing?
The Sports Illustrated Edition? Even for the old school reason now?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And if you do, what sort of... Did you not have Wi-Fi?
I think it's more of just like an achievement. Like, at this point, is anyone really setting... I think it's mostly for women. Like, women who are aspiring to be models, fitness models. Because I don't know any guys who are setting their DVR
But does anybody buy it anymore?
Show.
Does anybody... Does it really give you the same exposure that it...
Probably people who collect it, you know?
Yeah, collectors. Yeah.
I can't believe the other night... One of the beauty pageants was on. How is that still
Miss
a thing?
USA.
I mean, I don't think they should be outlawed, but certainly, I mean, I thought that was anachronistic 20 years ago. So in 2019, parading women out, like, here's the swimsuit, here's the evening gown.
I thought they banned the swimsuit part of that, though. Wasn't that
know.
A story a while ago?
Yeah, they say it's a big scholarship opportunity. Fundraiser.
Sure.
These things.
Sure. But again, it's
but for
still...
hot girls.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Only for the hot people.
Right. Get a couple of ugly people out there
it
and...
It drives me nuts when they're like, so, do you think gay marriage should be legalized in this country? They don't care. They're not sitting at home reading about this and formulating opinions on this. And no one at home cares.
Oh, no, I think you're wrong on that, Rich. I think they go through really excessive training to answer these questions. I think they're coached to the hilt.
But it's like, why are they even asking them those questions in the first place? I don't care what Miss North Dakota's. Yeah, I guess.
Can you talk? Yes.
But whenever whenever it's something controversial, like I wouldn't be surprised.
Can you read?
If people asked about like abortion or something, that's not what you should be asking them about. And it puts them in a horrible position because if they don't have the exact same opinion as you know, the majority of the country.
PC culture.
Yeah, exactly. Then they're evil people, and then it's in the headlines for weeks, and there's no way they could ever win. It just feels really unfair to those poor beauty queens.
Yeah.
To those poor hot women.
Now I'm realizing what I'm saying, and you know what? Ask them everything.
Yeah, that
would. Rachel, what would be the question you would ask them?
I would just be like, what are you going to do for your community? You know, BS like that, because the whole thing is BS.
How's it feel to be hot all your life?
Yeah. Yeah. What hardships have you experienced being this hot?
What's the ugliest person you know that you still talk to?
But I just think it's ridiculous when it's like, so do you think he colluded with Russia? Like, they don't know, and I don't care what their opinion is either.
Yeah.
10 years from now, are there any more beauty pageants and or the swimsuit edition?
There's no more TV in 10 years.
I think there will be, because as much as we want to band together and be like, we're above this, ladies, a lot of people still have fun doing it, and never underestimate the power of making pageants make so much money. Mm-hmm. It's such a way to get people to spend money to feel important. And I'm sure people do it and have a great time, and it's really fulfilling for them. But I think it's mostly about, if you're making money doing it, it's going to keep going on.
I don't know. I mean, I'm always saying, like, look, because if you say ugly, you're not supposed to comment on someone's physical appearance at all, ever, period, end of sentence. But it's like, come on, we know who's pretty, we know who's ugly. I mean, there are people have different tastes, and like, oh, I don't like redheads, or I like tall girls, or I like guys with this or that. But we can all go pretty ugly, pretty ugly, pretty ugly, pretty ugly. But you're not supposed to even like notice that. Like, oh, I guess maybe. Oh, now that you mention
right,
it.
Right.
But yet on primetime television, you have a contest where there's no one even colorably normal.
I like, too, the idea that these pageants are about this. We're going to go through this pageant to find who has the most inner beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is,
but they're still
asking
all,
a couple questions.
Yeah. Then they take the swimsuit part out of it for that reason.
I don't know.
Like, then they take
I think they replace it with a towel.
No. They have to play the tambourine there, or whatever the talent is.
Yeah, they took
is.
The, because they said.
With the swimsuit on.
Right. Because they said it's not about beauty anymore.
No.
Well. Except they're all still...
Right. What a coincidence.
When I see a woman playing the tambourine, I'm like, man, the inner beauty in that woman.
Right?
Unbelievable.
You guys, we're all about to feel really stupid. It's not Banks X, it's Banks, like her last name.
Oh.
Thank you,
know
Twitter,
what?
For pointing out that glaring... Well, I can't believe none of us figured that out.
I don't think we all feel stupid.
I know, I don't.
I think just Wiggins feels stupid right now. I wish somebody could talk to him.
I'm like, Banks.
Well, it's B-A-N-X.
You know,
so Banks.
Honestly, okay. Let me be serious for a minute. You know who suffers from stupid stuff like that? R. Kelly.
You know,
because R. Kelly's trying to sound out her name, and he's like, Ben, Ben Kukusa, Ben Banks, Ben. Is it Banks? Is it Banks? I can't read.
It's okay, R. Kelly. We know you didn't do those horrible things.
Rachel was really nice.
You can't replace a KS with an X and have R. Kelly know when to show up to court.
Rachel was really nice about the way she relayed Twitter's messages about this. Tell Wiggins it's not Ban X, it's Banks, just like her name. She just spelled it differently. Another person says, oh, come on. It's not Ban X, it's Banks, like her name.
Well, the good thing is I'll never be guilty of any crimes.
It wasn't just that he said Ban X. He was like, because if it's X, and then you ban X.
Yeah, he had a whole
because
reason
it doesn't
for...
make any sense. It makes
She's
no
dumb.
Sense.
She's stupid so Twitter. Stupid.
Shut up, Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide.
That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes shy of 5 p.m. Just got some cool news from the guys in my band about our Beatles set, kind of in the weeds. But if you're music fans, I'm really looking forward to our acoustic Beatles set at the Sheldon, just mostly because it's acoustically perfect and going to try and wreck that. And boy, we really could sully their reputation. Just put a stain on it, right? Wiggins, you want to open for me musically? You could do... A live version of the Dave Glover Open.
It will, for sure. I am confident in saying, and it's been there a long time, right?
Sheldon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will be the dirtiest show that's ever been on that stage.
I feel good about that. Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to make a joke and say, it will be the greatest musical performance.
Mm-hmm. Well, that too.
But by saying it'll be the dirtiest thing ever, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
I think we're it safe. Will be. Yeah.
Are you going extra dirty this time because I'm here?
No.
No, there is no extra dirty.
It's just 100% absolute filth.
Well, okay, now we've talked about it being so dirty, I don't even really think it's that dirty.
No, there's just a lot of bad words.
Well, it's just that we never say bad words.
Right.
Yeah. It's really not that bad.
And we use all the words.
Yeah, well, not all.
Not the really intense one.
Yeah.
I mean, I...
You guys ever use the L word? I don't even know what that is. I'm just trying to come up with one.
We don't have a lot of time here to get into a real topic, but I'm going to try it anyway.
Yes.
Have you guys been following the 3-year-old chemo case?
No.
So there's this couple, very young, have a 3-year-old with cancer, and the little boy, I think it is, was going to go through chemo, and they pulled him out and said that they believe that they can cure his cancer with CBD oil and holistic treatments. And so someone swooped in and took him to court, and they heard all the sides of the case, and the judge just ordered, no, your child is going to have chemo. We're taking your child, going into state custody, and they're going to go through chemo. Here's where I come down. I want to punch this young couple in the face so bad that they think CBD oil can cure cancer. At the same time, I really don't want the government taking away children and giving them chemo.
You are. I agree with you 100%.
It's a really tough one.
Yeah, it can still be disappointing that they're not doing everything they can for the child. Maybe. But it is their child. Yeah. Because where does that stop at that point?
Yes. I'm not a big slippery slope guy, but it applies here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see this child or any other die unnecessarily. Mm-mm. But at the same time, it's their child, and as dumb as they may be. Yeah, you're right, Rach. What happens if...
I mean, at that point, you can just start taking kids away from anti-vaxxers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And as much as I disagree with that practice as well, I don't think that they should be forced to vaccinate their kids. And I don't think they should have their kids taken away from them for that procedure to be done.
I thought this would be pretty well settled law. Not that I know it, but Christian Scientists, there have been so many cases where Christian Scientists don't get their kids treated for things by medical professionals, mm-hmm. and they take it to court. I would think that this would be pretty settled, like, no, according to the case of blah, blah versus Christian Science.
Yeah, I would think so too.
You said something just now that was interesting. You're not a big slippery slope guy.
Yeah, I don't like that argument. I don't, because it's such a go-to. Well, that's a slippery slope.
Yeah, you're opening up Pandora's box.
I feel like I slippery slope everything, though.
Yeah, I don't like that, because I think you should be able to, as an individual and certainly as a country, say, here's where we're going to plant the flag. And it's right on the side of this slope. And just get used to it. But in this kind of a case, I agree with Rach, when it's like, well, what if I'm going to, God forbid, Phoebe gets cancer and I'm going to treat her with chemo, but the government says, oh, there's something new and better, and we're going to take her away and give her this. Like, you know.
Yeah. It's not like they're refusing to treat that. They're giving the child some form of treatment.
They're doing what they think is best.
Yeah.
They don't want their kid to go either.
I think I take every issue as a slippery slope issue. Because I take every, and that's where my libertarian streak comes from, is that I take every issue and say, what's the worst thing that could end up happening if we did do this with the government? And I don't think that's a bad philosophy to take. I think that's actually where a lot of libertarianism comes from, is assuming people could use this for worse.
I get what you're saying, but then there are some cases where it just makes sense for the government to intervene. I don't agree in this case that a child should be taken from their parents under these circumstances. But under true libertarian values, wouldn't you argue that a child should never be taken away by the government?
Kind of, I guess.
Not if they're being, not if they're being abused, then yes, that would be taken away.
But then there'd be a lot of...
Yeah, but that's still like on the slippery slope. It's like, well, you could call anything abuse, you know?
Well, yeah.
You could call this CBD situation abuse, it's not. It's maybe negligence,
the
but
the libertarian point of view is... Live your life any way you want, as long as you're not hurting yourself or others. You do you.
But in this case, it would be, but you're hurting others. You're hurting a child that can't speak for themselves, and it's your child. And our judgment is that just factually, you're completely wrong. So we're going to step in and take the child. Mm. And it's different to me that, like, if your idea of discipline is whipping your child to the point of them bleeding, then you can say, like, hey, my child, my discipline, and the government can say, well, we make the judgment that that's abuse, that's a crime. But in this case, it's the withholding of something.
Knowing neonatal nurses, I'm almost taking the contrary view that I just was. I almost think the government should step in more often based on what I know people see from babies that come in and the situations that they're in. But again, it's case by case. I don't know how you draw a line. It's tough. I mean, these are just tough issues. Whenever you get the government involved with kids and parents and what's right and what's wrong, I guess we're always making judgment calls, but that's what this is.
I was watching. The parents don't seem like monsters. They just seem stupid and young.
I think there are plenty of people who, not plenty, but there's certainly a segment of society that has refused chemo as an adult, and they've seen results. That Steve Jobs didn't have chemotherapy, right? Because he thought he could beat it by more holistic means. It obviously did not work out for him, but it's worked for some people in order for that to be the precedent for others. So, yeah, it's not like they're being cruel to the child. They're just doing what they think is best.
Yep.
And would Christian Science, would those people be able to use chemotherapy with their children, speaking of?
It's their own choice, I think. So, you know, whatever person is trying to do the best for their own child, whatever they think that way is. I mean, these parents are not trying to harm their child. They honestly think that that's the best thing.
Yeah, they're not going, we could get them chemo, but...
I don't really feel like it.
Think Tank at the top of the hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.